Could the praetor have some ulterior motive for leaving me alone in this room? Something he wanted me to find. I dismissed the thought as a ridiculous one. Why should the man want me to rifle through his desk? For another moment I held back, studying the silver-knobbed drawers longingly. Then I cast a cautious glance over my shoulder and gave in to temptation. I had vowed to obey the praetor, it was true, but I was fairly certain he'd never specifically commanded me not to snoop through his things. I ducked behind the desk and slid open the upper drawer on the right-hand side. Nothing. Some extra sheets of parchment, more stoppered pots of ink, and a slender book. I picked it up and flipped through the pages, but it contained nothing of interest. A shower of pressed flower petals and leaves slipped from between the pages as I turned them, and I replaced the sprigs with some amusement before putting the book back into the drawer. I wouldn't have thought the praetor the sort for collecting sentimental mementos. The second drawer held a thick sheaf of papers. I only had time to scan a handful, but they all seemed to be ancient notes on the history of the Skelty race and the use of magic in the provinces in the days before the land became settled and most of my Skelty ancestors driven out. That was surprising, since the praetor was so adamantly opposed to magickers. Why should he study a people? And a practice he hated. I spent little time in the next drawer, as it only contained more dried plants, this time chopped into bits or preserved in whole jars. As I glanced over them, I noticed a stoppered bottle filled with a reddish liquid resembling dried blood. Another vial, half empty, contained some blackish substance I didn't want to guess the origins of. A peculiar smell of decay emitted from this collection, and I moved on quickly. It was in the bottom left drawer that I eventually made a discovery in the form of a delicate, silver-worked box. There was a pretty little lock on the lid, but I would be a poor thief indeed if I didn't carry a lockpick and know how to use it. I took care not to damage the lid or the lock, and in moments, I had the box open. Its contents gazed up at me. A feeling of unreality settled over me, for looking up at me was a familiar face, miniaturized in a framed portrait small enough to fit in the palm of my hand. Before I knew what I was doing, I was holding the miniature. I almost didn't know my own Da.